Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 305.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, and you are listening to My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will immediately inspire, motivate, and compel you to transform your life. Because if there's someone else who's done it, then you can too. And if you are new to our show, then I want to give you a warm welcome. Now, today is Book Read Thursday, which means I'll be reading out an excerpt from a book that I really like. Today's book is The Secret of Your Immortal Self, Key Lessons for Realizing the Divinity Within by Guy Finlay, who has been on our podcast once before, and it's probably time to invite him over once again. And as the name suggests, this book will help you remember your true timeless essence. I know many of you are going through tough times and challenging moments, and my hope is that this episode will help you go beyond the suffering or regret that you might be experiencing right now and realize that every day is an opportunity to turn a brand new page. So sit back and relax as I read out poetic, timeless wisdom written by the one and only Guy Finlay, who is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher and best-selling self-help author. He's the founder and director of Life of Learning Foundation, a nonprofit center for transcendent self-study located in Merlin, Oregon. He also hosts the Foundation's Wisdom School, an online self-discovery program for seekers of higher self-knowledge. He is the best-selling author of The Secret of Letting Go and 45 other books and audio programs that have sold over 2 million copies in 26 languages worldwide. Now, before we get started, let me thank our listeners by reading out a recent iTunes review written by Shelley Bolton in the US, who writes, "I stumbled across this and wasn't sure what to expect. It's been life-changing for me. The interviews are extremely inspiring, and the book recommendations have been a huge help to me. Thank you so much." Now, if you would like for me to read out your review as well, then just go to my7chakras.com/review. That's my7chakras.com/review. Now, some of you might be like, AJ, why should I write a review? Why should I spend 2 minutes of my precious time to write this message? And that's a fair question. Well, firstly, you get the benefit of supporting our show because reviews are the number one way of letting Apple know that our podcast is valuable. And number two, I'm giving you a shout out in front of literally 150,000 and more people who listen to our podcast every month. Isn't that awesome? So go to my7chakras.com/review. All right, so let's get started with our book excerpt for today. And the chapter is called Doing Your Part in the Divine Plan, page number 146. So let's go. Great uncertainty surrounds the whole idea of self-realization. When it comes to the possibility of being in conscious relationship with what is divine of discovering your immortal self, what everyone wants to know is how. From that point, it seems the confusion boils down to this question. Is there or is there not a plan of some kind? Are there organized lessons of some order that one can follow all the way to everlasting freedom? The answer is no and yes. And in the end, the only person who succeeds in realizing the truth of self is the one who will struggle to understand what only seems to be an irreconcilable contradiction. Saint Theophan the recluse said that divine grace will not act within us if we don't make efforts to obtain it. But to this idea, he also added, the human efforts alone are incapable of producing anything spiritually stable or permanent within us. Therefore, he goes on to say that the divine result, the fulfillment of our realization, is to be obtained by a combination of effort and grace. Here's what this means to those seeking the kingdom of the divine. Effort of any kind of plan without grace is useless. Grace, unattended by effort and its inherent humiliation, produces illusion. Just as there must be a marriage between the aspiring soul and the timeless spirit that gives it life, so there must be a union between spiritual sweat, sacrifice, and the fruit. That interior work reveals. To understand this requirement of self-realization is to recognize the absolute necessity of an authentic teacher and wisdom school. Without the new insights and access to the higher self-knowledge thus provided, the willing aspirant has no viable tools with which to work, nor does he or she receive the vital reminders and encouragements that are needed in order to renew the special work required to become self-realized. Without the spirit that governs the dissemination and directed application of these specialized tools, they prove useless, not unlike giving a book on calculus to a child who still plays with the ruler, imagining it as a seesaw. No one finds the true upper way without true guidance, and yet, on the other hand, seemingly in the direct opposition to all stated above, we have this beautiful fact of life. Within the lowly acorn resides the plan for the great oak tree it is destined to become. In a matter of speaking, one could say that the oak tree is the acorn realized, assuming it's given the condition it needs to succeed in fulfilling its plan. Which leads us to this highly encouraging fact as concerns life in all kingdoms above and below. In every seed resides a living plan placed within it at the same moment of its creation. This means that hidden in the center of you is the seed of self-realization, the possibility of discovering that who you really are is part of a divine plan. If you can remember the first time you fell in love, it's pretty much guaranteed that you didn't run around asking others, what's the plan? Love itself was your guide, and the actions she prescribed moment to moment flowed into and through you. They were provided by a love that wanted nothing more from you than your willingness to be its instrument. The rest was literally done for you, and there was never a question of how this love would turn out. No future fears clouded your original contentment. It was enough just to love and to be loved. That doesn't mean that there weren't difficulties, but they were recognized as being a necessary part in the play of love perfecting itself. Think of some great artist, any master you admire, past or present. Then consider carefully what it took for that individual to realize and then embody such an immense gift. Let me summarize the process of such perfection. Love, sweat, sacrifice, revelation, and its enactment. So, is there a plan for self-realization? The answer is yes and no, and it all depends on you. Key lesson. Whenever we place any form of mental or physical consolation, be this food, friends, religious icons, some foolish purchase, ahead of your need to realize the indwelling divine, we may be assured of the following result. The only thing that will change for us in the days ahead is what we cling to help us get through the night. Alright, so we're going to read another quick excerpt because it's so interesting. And the next one on page 151 is the patience to possess your soul. All that is moves through and expresses itself in cycles. Think of the seasons. Each spring there is a stirring, the promise of a birth yet to come. We see revealed before us the appearance of possibilities that were formerly at rest. The summer brings the fulfillment of spring's promise in its plenitude. Come the fall, natural forces subside. There is a reversal in the direction of energies. Enter the winter and all movement halts. Everything rests in solitude, entombed in its last form prior to this cycle, and then everything starts again. Whenever we are graced with a glimpse of truth and see its veracity and feel the first warmth of its possibility stirring in us, a seed of celestial possibility is awakened in our soul in that same moment. And though its fruition is yet to come, something in the ground of our soul senses its abundance. There is a silent but strengthening yearning, much as one might imagine a seed's first effort to reach up and touch the light of the sun whose radiance has awakened it. Slowly, steadily, as is true of any seed still in the early days of being in the dark earth, we are moved by what we know not, save for a sweet intuition of its beauty and strength. If we remain quietly receptive, we gradually realize what each of these seed moments alone makes possible. The flowering of a new self-understanding with all its abundance and peace, and then as it must, the forces responsible for the fulfillment of things yield to a time for rest and reconciliation. Solitude descends and we take rest in a form that will be the next seed. All are subject to the laws that govern and maintain these great cycles of life. Active gives way to passive. Passive heralds a return to activity. All must be reconciled and then start again. Learning to observe, to recognize and honor these cycles as aspects of our own consciousness liberates us from being unconsciously identified with whatever may momentarily appear and disappear within them. Our fear of change is replaced with a wonder of what new good they have come to herald. In this way, we gain the patience needed to possess and perfect our soul. We find a new order of freedom for having realized that while everything in life must come and go, the source of light by which we now witness this parade of cycles has no end. Key lesson: the mind emptied of its attachments fears nothing, while the mind full of itself spends its time fearfully watching over everything. So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I hope you've learned something new about your immortal self. If you enjoyed listening, then make sure you order a copy of this book on Amazon. Go to my7chakras.com/305book. my7chakras.com/305book. If you prefer listening to an audiobook instead, then know that Audible is offering all our listeners, that is including you, one free audiobook download along with a 30-day trial so that you can get to check out the amazing range of books that they have. They've got a huge collection online, and although this specific book isn't available on Audible, there are many other awesome titles by Guy Finlay that you can choose from. Go to my7chakras.com/free book. my7chakras.com/free book. If you're on Instagram, then take a screenshot on your phone while listening to this episode and tag me on Instagram so that we can connect. I'd love to meet you. My Instagram is @my7chakras. And finally, if there's a specific book that you'd like for me to read, then reach out via email with the headline AJ Book Reads and tell me what's on your mind. I'd like to connect with you, hear from you, get feedback, get your thoughts. right? And just hear from you. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you have a great day or evening ahead. And until next time, keep taking action.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7chakras.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.